You've heard her sing, you know her songs. She's Celine Dion, an absolute powerhouse of a singer with global renown. Let's take a look at the life of Queen Celine and explore her journey to her well-deserved fame. Celine was born in 1968 in the small town of Charlemagne, Quebec, as the 14th child of the Dion couple. Music and singing were at the center of Celine's life from a very young age. At the age of 5, she was performing in her parents' piano bar. When she was 12, she recorded her first demo and sent it to the producer René Angélil, who signed Dion right away and became her first manager. By producing her debut album, La Voix du Bon Dieu, Angélil ignited the spark of Celine's phenomenal career. Celine started to expand her audience with her performance on Michel Jasmin's talk show. By the time that she was only 18, she had 9 albums and many awards. Dion's global success started with her 1988 Eurovision performance, where the 20-year-old singer won the contest for Switzerland with Ne partez pas sans moi. Celine wished to expand this international recognition and came up with her English language debut album in 1990, intriguing producers in Burbank, California. Dion's career skyrocketed after recording the theme for Disney's Beauty and the Beast. The sensational song received a Grammy and an Oscar and boosted the spotlights on Celine, who shined with a perfect pitch. She kept the spotlight on with her chart-topping album, The Color of My Love. She was then presented with the center stage for the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. And then came the most iconic moment of 1990s cinema, where Celine's crystal voice carried the scene away. Titanic was released, and as much as the film itself, the film's theme song, My Heart Will Go On, gained fame amongst the global audience. The superstar continued producing songs and toured around the world until the early 2000s, when she decided to take some time off and spend time with her family. After a 2-year gap, Dion returned to enchanting audiences with her superb singing. Perhaps the greatest of misfortunes hit Dion in 2014 when she had to leave the scene again. This time to focus on her husband's fight against cancer, from which he passed away in 2016, unleashing an insurmountable grief upon Celine. Celine, as the ever-powerful queen she is, re-emerged from this depressive era. And in 2016, she returned to the stage and released 3 singles in 2019. Dion carries on her legacy today as one of the most powerful voices of all time, a legacy that everyone wants to last for as long as possible. Tell me what you want to take.